AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. One person is dead outside Houston. Police say the driver of a stolen semi-trailer intentionally rammed it into a Texas public safety office. The driver has been identified as Clenard Parker.
Parker did come to the DPS Brenham office yesterday at approximately 3 or 4 p.m., where he was denied his commercial driver license.
Three people near Houston were airlifted with critical injuries. Three others transported in serious condition after the crash. Iran is threatening an attack on Israel after an airstrike Tehran blames on Israel killed two Iranian generals in Syria last week. President Biden said today the U.S. is devoted to helping Israel.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel. And Iran will not succeed.
Asked what his message was for Iran, the president only replied, saying, "Don't." Officials formally established a traditional council to choose new leaders for Haiti, as gangs have been tightening their grip in Port-au-Prince and throughout the country. The House has passed a bill to reauthorize and reform a key government surveillance tool without including broad restrictions on how the FBI uses this crucial program to search for Americans' data. The bill now goes on to the Senate. Donald Trump is declaring anew that the Arizona Supreme Court went too far with a ruling allowing prosecutors to enforce a near-total abortion ban. The former president called on lawmakers in the battleground state to remedy what has happened. Trump's comments came hours before Vice President Kamala Harris was scheduled to speak about abortion rights in Tucson. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index shows the economy has ticked down but remains near a recent high, with Americans' outlook largely unchanged this year. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower, the Dow down 475 points. This is AP News. Lawmakers in Poland voted to continue work on proposals to lift a near-total ban on abortion.
A highly divisive issue in the traditionally Roman Catholic country, Poland has one of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe. Members of the lower house of parliament voted to work on four separate bills. Two of them propose legalizing abortion through the 12th week of pregnancy, in line with European norms. One plan proposes decriminalizing assistance for a woman who terminates a pregnancy. And a fourth would keep a ban in most cases, but allows abortions in cases of fetal defects, a right that was eliminated by a 2020 court ruling. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A report released by the Mexican government says the country is facing a dire shortage of fentanyl for medical use, even as Mexican cartels pump out tons of the illicit narcotic. It is needed for anesthesia in hospitals. No reason was given for the shortage. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.